Today's shiur is a Masechet Avodah Zarah on Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin with the new perek at the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Beis, Kol Hatzlamim. Before we begin the Mishnah, let us give a brief Hagdama. Our Mishnah will be discussing Avodah Zarah and the Isser of having Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. If one has Hanoah from a Vadai Avodah Zarah, he is over on two lavin. The first one is written in Dvorim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Vav, V'loy Savi Soyevel Beisecha, that a person should not bring an abomination into his house. And the second one is in the Parsha of Ir HaNidachas, which concerns Avodah Zarah, and there in Dvorim, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches, the Pasuk says, V'loy Yidbak B'yotcha Me'uma Menacherim, and nothing that is cherim, that is banned, should cleave to your hands. The person is oiver both of these lavim and would receive malchus for both of these lavim if he had hanoah from the Avodah Zarah. And this can be done in one of three ways. Either he has hanoah from the Avodah Zarah itself, or the takrovus, that which is sacrificed to the Avodah Zarah, or tashmishin, those objects that are used in the service of the Avodah Zarah. Our Mishnah is discussing a tselem, which is an image. Bepashtus, it is a human-like image. It looks like a person. And we are not sure. It's a stam. We are not sure if it was being used for Avodah Zarah. And the question is this prohibited to have Hanoah from? That will be the discussion in our Mishnah. There are various shitas. Begins the Mishnah. Kol Hatzlamim. All of these images, which look like humans, asur and they are asur b'hano. Why? Mipnei shehein nevodim pam achas b'shana. Divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir says that they are worshipped once a year, and therefore they have a din of Avodah Zarah, and all slumim in every city where there are of the Avodah Zarah will be considered that these slumim are images of an Avodah Zarah, and therefore they are prohibited to have Hanoah from them, even though we're not sure that they are an actual Avodah Zarah. Now, when Rav Meir says they're served once a year, we have a machlokes between the Meiri and the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos. The Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos learns that every image was formed to correspond to the day in the solar year where the sun was positioned on that day in the heaven. And therefore, one day of the year corresponding to that particular day is when they would worship that particular tselem that was created to correspond to that position of the sun in the heaven. The Meiri learns that there was one day a year where the major Avodah Zarah of the city was worshipped, and on that day, not only did they worship the major Avodah Zarah, they worshipped all the other images in the city. Divrei Rab Meir, Chachamim, and the Chachamim disagree, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes between Rab Meir and the Chachamim is. Einoi oser ela kol sheyesh biyodai makol oy tzipor oy kadur. The only images that are forbidden, are those which the image has in its hand a symbol of deity, which is in the form of something that shows, as Rashi says, chashivus, and it shows dominion over the world, as the Gemara will explain on the next daf, and that is shown by holding in its hand a stick or a bird or a sphere, a round object like a ball. Then we know for sure that it was served as an Avodah Zarah, and then it's also to have a noah from that Avodah Zarah. Shuming Gamliel Loimer, it's not necessary to have these symbols of chashivus and dominion, but af kol sheyesh biyodai kol dover, any image which has in it, any tselem that has in it, in its hand, it's holding anything, is considered an Avodah Zarah, and it's forbidden to have hanoah from that Avodah Zarah. Begins the Gemara. In de nevodim pamach b'shana, my time at the Rabbanan, as Rashi explains, from the argument of the Chachamim, it would seem that they agree that these are worshipped once a year. Because the Chachamim don't say that ein neva, the only thing that is worshipped once a year, are those things that have a symbol of chashivas, of dominion in their hand. So it seems like Chacham agreed to Rav Meir. Yes, they are nevadim pamachs b'shana, but yet it's only usher if you have a makl or a tzipur. If it doesn't have a makl or a tzipur or a kader, it's not usher. And the Gemara says, why not? If you agree to Rav Meir that it is being worshipped once a year, then then Rav Meir's right. It should be usher to have an offer from that object. We have to understand it as follows. Reb Meir, in the city where he lived, in fact, the custom of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah was to worship these images once a year. So Reb Meir, the Chayish Lemiuta, Gazer Shar Mekaymus Ata Oisei Makan. V'Rabbanan, the Loi Chayish Lemiuta, Loi Gazeru Shar Mekaymus Ata Oisei Makan. What Reb Yochanan is telling us here is that this machloikis in our Mishnah between Reb Meir and the Chachamim is really a Shas machloikis. It's a famous machloikis that we have throughout Shas, where Reb Meir is of the opinion that you're always worried about a minority chance of something happening, and the Rabbanan are not worried for a minority chance. They're only chayshish if something is a roiv, but not if it's a miyut. Not if it can happen only in rare instances. Therefore, based on this Shas Machloikis, we'll understand Pshat in our Mishnah. There are two ways that the Rishonim learn Rab Meir's Chumrah, and one is the Ramban's Pshat that the Ran brings, and then the Ran himself gives his own Pshat. And I think the easiest way to understand it is, was Rab Meir's Gzeira in our Mishnah based on Chashin and Lemiyuta, was it a Gzeira that was enacted in two steps, or in one step? So the Ramban learns it was enacted in two steps, meaning as follows, that in the city of Reb Meir, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to serve all the tzlamim in their city. If I come to another city, a stam, a plain city, I don't know one way or the other whether they worship those images or not. So Reb Meir is of the opinion, Chashin Lemiyuta. And since we find a minority of places that they did worship, like the city of Reb Meir, therefore, every other city, we have to be worried about that minority probability, and therefore becomes Osir Mitzad Adin. So now, based on that, it'll come out that a majority of cities will be Osir. Memela, says Reb Meir, we go to the next step, and that is even those cities where we would know for certain that they did not worship those Tzlamim for an Avodah Zarah. So L'chayr it should be mutter, but once already, Rab Meir, who started out with Chashin L'miyuta, and as a result forbid even cities where I didn't know one way or the other. And now, based on that, he in fact forbade all cities. That's what the Gemara is saying according to Ramban. Rab Meir to Chash L'miyuta, Gozer Shar Mekoymus, Otu Aysamaka, means every other place, every other city that had these Matsevoi, these Tzlamim, all of them became prohibited and forbidden. The Rabbanon, they're not Chayish Lemiyut. Einachanami, in the city of Reb Meir, they agree that the Tzlamim there, because we know that they were served as an Avodah Zarah, so they become prohibited. It wasn't only the major Avodah Zarah in the city, it was all these other smaller, lesser important images, but they were worshipped, so in the city of Reb Meir, it's Asur. But because of that, we're not going to Asur other cities. Which we don't know one way or the other. And therefore, we're certainly not going to prohibit the cities where we know for sure that they didn't serve it. So therefore, according to Rabbanan, the Loi Chayish Lemiyuta, Loi Gazru Shar Mekaymus Atu Oisei Makam. This is how the Ramban understands the Machlokes remain the Chachamim. The Ran says that it appears it's not a two-step process, but rather it's one step. Rab Meir, the Chayish Lemiyuta, Gozer Shar Mekaymus Ato Oisei Makam. And the way the Ran learns it is that since Rab Meir is always worried about a Miyah, therefore Rab Meir says, I'm so worried about a Miyah that therefore I am placing an injunction in any city that has images because I'm worried about the city where I know that they do serve it. I'm going to forbid it everywhere in a place that's a suffix, in a place I know for sure they didn't. Because I'm Chayish Lemiyuta, therefore in one swoop, I'm going to make a gzeir on everything. Drabbanan are not Chayish Lemiyuta. They don't give chashivas to that city that Reb Meir lived in, and therefore they have no reason to prohibit it on all other cities. So learns the Ran that it's a one-step process. But either way, whether it's the pshat of the Ramban or the Ran, it's totally in the Shas Machloikis of Chashin Lemuta or Loi Chashin Lemuta. Continues the Gemara, we're at two lines from the bottom of the Amid, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that there is a condition in the Isser, Bandarti Shel Malachim Shaninu, which image was prohibited? That's only a statue that's made for the kings. Rashi says that this was made for a king that was beloved by the people. When he died, they would make a statue to commemorate the king, and they would worship it either on the day when the king died, every year on that anniversary, or on his birthday. And Tosfos in Divrei Maaseh Andarta Shemalachim learns that it was not done after the king died, but rather, in fact, it was done when the king was still alive. He brings a proof. We had such a thing by Andarta Shel Nebuchadnezzar while he was alive, and the Medrash tells us that in the first wide line of the Tosfos at the bottom of the Amid, Andrianus Kaiser went with Rabbi Yeshua for a walk in the province, and they showed him the tzlamim that were done for the honor of Andrianus Kaiser. So this was something done while he was alive, and Rav Meir holds that this, in his city, was worshipped as a deity, and as a result, as we explained before, Rav Meir was geyser on all other cities. But it had to be a statue of a king, and otherwise, if it wasn't of a king, it was not worshipped. Amr, Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, he gives another condition. We're speaking about where this figure, the statue of the king, was standing at the opening. The simple translation of the word Medina is of the province. However, the Shach Niradeh, Simon Kuf Memal of Sif Beis, tells us that actually the word Medina here means the ear. It was at the door of the city. Now, if you look in Rashi, the third last line of Rashi on the Amid, and the last line of Rashi on the Amid, Rashi says that both of these conditions of Andarti Shel Malachim and Oimdom HaPesach HaMedina were both said in the Shita of Rav Meir. But according to the way we pass, which is like the Chachamim, that the only images that are forbidden are those that are holding in their hand a stick or a bird or a sphere, a round sphere. So according to the Rabbanon, Rashi is of the opinion that there are no conditions of Andarti Shel Malach or Oimdom HaPesach Medina. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, he paskins like the Rabbanan, and yet he says, not like Rashi, he says that these two conditions of the Gemara are not just in Rav Meir, they're also in the Chachamim, that it has to be an image of a king standing at the gate of the city, and so is the Psak in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. Now, we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah that tzlamim were the image of a human being. That would certainly be according to Rav Meir, who holds everybody's, all the Rishonim are mighty, the Rav Meir Shita is that it's Andarti Shel Malach, so it was Andarti Shel Malach, it had the figure of a human being. What about according to the Chachamim? Let's say according to Rashi, who holds that the Chachamim do not require Andarti Shel Malach. Is it necessary to have a figure of a human being? So the Tur and the Bach tell us that yes, even according to the Rambam, it has to be a tzura of an Adam. However, the Rambam, which Shach brings down, says that any tzura, even if it doesn't look like a king, even if it doesn't look like a human being. And the Shach adds a very important point when he says that all of these Avodah Zarah, Hakol Lefi HaMakom VaZman, everything is dependent on that place, that time, what in actuality was served by the Oivdei Avodah Zarah. As we turn to Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Machloikes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim of our Mishnah, Bishal Kforim is speaking about in villages, Avol Bishal Krochim, but if these images are found in cities, Divrei Kol Mutarin, then Rav Meir is Mutar to the Chachamim, that these images will be Mutar, my time Illinois Avdilu, there they used to make it for beautification purposes, not for deity, not to worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore they will be mutter to have Hanoah from these images. Ask the Gemara, Udekforim, Yiklam, Andiyam, Lenoi, Kavdilu, is there in fact someone who holds that in a kfar, you're saying it's a machlaikis in the kfar, so one shita holds in a kfar, in a village, it's also done for beauty. Is that possible? Dekforim, Vadilum, Lechinu, Avdiluhu. In the villages where they're poor, they don't have money to create images just for beauty. So there, certainly, we know that if they created such an image, it was done to worship. And there, Tosfos speaks out that even according to the Chachamim, it would definitely be Aser. Ela the Gemara changes. E itmar hachitmar. If we learned something about this difference between Krachim and Kfarim, it went as follows. Amar Rabbi said, Rabbi, Machloikis Bishal Krachim. When is the Machloikis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? Whether Kol Atzlam Arasurim, that's only in a city where it's possible they did it for beautification purposes. Aval Bishal Kfarim, but we're speaking about these images in a village where they don't have money to make things for beauty. Divrei Kol Asurim, there, the Chacham will be mighty to Rabbi Meir, that if you see such an image in the city, definitely it was worshipped, definitely it has a din of an avoid the Zohar, and one is not allowed to have a Noah from it. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the mission of Chachamim Oimrim, Einan Asurim, the only time it's Asur, if it's holding in its hand a stick, a bird, or a sphere. Says the Gemara, Makel Sheroide Es Atzmoi Tachas Kolom Kuloi Kemakel. What does a stick represent? It represents that it rules itself under the whole world like a stick. So Rashi tells us that this Gemara and the following two pieces of Gemara, when the Gemara is going to explain a bird and a sphere, is speaking belosh and gnai. That's the derech of the Gemara, to speak about an avoid Zohar always in a derogatory manner. So really it means sharoid es kol oilam kuloi kemakel, just like a ruler would rule over a monarch would rule over his nation with a stick, that the stick, the scepter represents the power of the monarch. So too, this Avodah Zorah has the stick in its hand to represent that dominion, but the way the Gemara phrases it is that it's ruling over itself under the whole world, instead of saying it's ruling over the whole world. Tzipor, what does that represent? Shetayfes es atzmai tachas kol olam kulei ketzipor. It grabs a hold of itself under the whole world like a tzipor. Again, b'loshen gnai, and what it means is, just like a hunter who catches a bird and holds the bird in its hand, so too this deity, which is holding a bird in its hand, it means that it has dominion over the whole world like a hunter holding a bird. The way the Gemara expresses it is that it's holding itself under the whole world, b'loshen gnai. Kadur, finally a ball, a sphere, a round sphere, shetayfus es atzmai tachas kol olam kulei kekadur. It grabs itself under the whole world like a round sphere. And Tosfos Divrei Maaskil kekadur says, because ha'olam ogul, k'deisir b'Yerushalmi. How do we know that the world is round? Often a Yerushalmi. Shalexandrius mugdan ola lamayla atsharo kol olam kekadur. Alexander Mugdan apparently took a trip into space. He looked down at the world and he saw the whole world look like a sphere. So from that Yerushalmi, we see that the world is round, not flat. And Mimela here, this deity is holding the sphere to indicate that he has dominion over the whole world, which is round. But the way the Gemara, Belosh and Gnai, expresses it is that he's grabbing himself under the whole world like a kadur. Tana, we learned in a b'raisa, Hasif Aleim, that in the b'raisa they added three more things. If he's holding a saif, a sword, a Torah, a crown, v'tabas, and a ring. The Gemara wants to know why the Mishnah does not list these three things, and the b'raisa found it fitting that these three things are also considered, according to the Chachamim, as a definite Avodah Zohar, which one is also to have a Noah from the Avodah Zohar. So the Gemara explains, Saif, by the case of a sword, mi kora, when the Mishnah was analyzing Saif, Sover, the Mishnah held list and biyama. This just represents a robber. Ulu b'saif, by the Brisa, Sover, shahoyreg es atzmai, tachas kol olam kuloi. Again, b'losh and gnai, what the Gemara actually means is that it uses a sword to dominate the whole world and kill people that are under its jurisdiction. So the beginning was just like a robber. In the end, it was like someone who rules over the entire world, and the sword represents that rulership. And in Belashin Kanai, Hoyrig Satsma, he kills himself. Atara, what did the Mishnah hold? By a crown, me, Korosavar Gedil Kalili. If you look in the Mitzvah Sashas, he brings down from the Maram that Gedil is the shame omen, the name of the craftsman, and Kalili is Atara. And what it means is a wreath maker. He's someone who makes wreaths. That's all he is. Not too important. No, it's a crown for a king. And here there is a girsa which says ka'atara lekelev, because in keeping with our Gemara, the derech of the Gemara is b'loshen g'nai, that we speak about avodah zarah b'loshen g'nai. So in fact, it's atara lemelech, but the way the Gemara would express it, b'loshen g'nai, would be atara lekelev. Tabas, a ring, mikor, the Mishnah felt, it's not a proof of a deity. Mikor, sover, ishtaima ba'alma, that it's an agent who has a signet ring for his master, so it doesn't show importance. But l'saif, when the Brisa analyzed it, sover, shechaisim it's asmai tachas kol adam kulu l'misa, that it's a ring where through the ring he can seal the fate of an individual to kill him. Again, it's written b'lush and g'nai, that he seals his own fate under the world l'misa. Now, the Ritva points out to explain the reason that the Mishnah did not list these three items, Sayif, Atar, and Tabas, he has a question. It would seem from the Gemara's Havamin, it was, that it's a derogatory thing. It's a robber, it's a wreath maker, it's an agent carrying a signet ring without any power of death, of life and death. And L'chaira, the Gemara's Maskana is that it represents a power over the entire world. But let us not forget that certainly, according to Rav Meir, it's Andarte Shel Melech. And it's possible the Rambam learns even according to Chachamim, it's Andarte Shel Melech. So how, asked the Ritva, could they use these objects? What was the Havamina of the Mishnah that didn't want to list these three things because they were not Chashiv things, but it was being done for a king? So how could we depict a king as a robber, a wreath maker, etc.? So the Ritva learns that actually the Gemara, when it says Mikara, explaining our Mishnah, the Gemara understood that our Mishnah looked at it as a Davar Chashiv. The reason we put it in this terminology is because B'loshen G'nai. Every time we mention Avodah Zarah, we always do it in a derogatory manner. In fact, what did the listim represent? The listim represented a mighty warrior. How does the Gemara express it as a listim? Gedil Kleili, the wreath maker, actually represents pride of power. Ishtaima Ba'alma, the one who has the ring, the key, that represents key to vast treasure houses, vast storages of treasure. So what the Gemara is saying is, Avada, these three things, when they depicted a Andarte Shel Melech, had to show Cheshivas to the Melech. The reason the Gemara expressed it in Listim and Gedil Kleili and Atara Leklovim is, and in Ishtaima Ba'alma, that he's a messenger holding a signet ring, the reason that was done is because we want to express the Avodah Zarah B'loshen G'nai. The point of the Gemara is, but it didn't represent that it's a deity that rules the world. It's a local power, but not one that rules the world. And in the Maskana, the Bryce understood that Listim, for example, is not just a mighty warrior, but Listim is someone who has a sword who can kill the whole world. The Gdil Kalili, the Atara, is not just pride of power, which it represents, and we say it B'losh and G'nai, Gedil Kalili, a wreath maker, but we actually mean pride of power, but not the power of an entire world. And then we say no, that it is the power of the entire world. And finally, by the key, we thought that it's a local power. He has large treasure houses, which we say B'losh and G'nai as a signet ring, but not great chashivas. We want to say it B'loshen G'nai, but there is a certain chashivas, what it really represents, but it doesn't represent a world power. At the end, we say, no, that this ring, that this is a chaisim of the entire world, lemisa, that he can kill anybody in the entire world. So learns the Ritva to understand the pshat here in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds that if the Avodah Zarah is holding anything in its hand, then it represents an Avodah Zarah. Tana, how far do we go with anything? So that we learned in a brisa that it refers even to a filet tzur, to a pebble, a filet kisim, even to a chip of wood. But now, boy, Rav Ashi, let's go a step further. What about something derogatory? Tafas biyodoy tsoya mahu. What happens if it's holding in its hand a excrement, something that represents excrement? Is that a sign of world power of domination? Dominion, deity, me, I'm reading Kuli Alma Zilu Bape Kitsoya. Do we say that this represents that the entire world in the eyes of this deity are cheap, insignificant, like excrement? And then, in fact, it would be an avoidazor of world dominion, which one would be also to have an offram? Oidilma, or maybe, Oidilma, who miu, and the Duke Seifrim says the word should be niu with a nun. Who knew the zil ba'ape kuli alma kitzaya? Now, what this represents is that this image is cheap in the eyes of the whole world, as if it is tzaya. And then, of course, it would not represent a deity with dominion over the whole world. It would not represent cheshivas. And then it would not be asur ba'na, because it wouldn't be an avodah zarah. So the shaila is, what does the tzaya represent? And on this, the Gemara says, teiku tishbi yatar, it's kushvi your boys. This is a suffix which the Gemara does not resolve. The next Mishnah continues to discuss the issur of having hana from the Avodah Zorah. The pashtus of this Mishnah, it's a Stam Mishnah, and it's going like Rab Meir Shita in the Mishnah on Mem Amid Beis, that kol hatzlamim are osur. And on this, the Mishnah now states, hamoitzi, if someone finds shivrei tzlamim, he finds broken pieces of tzlamim, then even according to Rav Meir, hare elu mutarim, these would be mutter. And Rashi explains, based on the Gemara on Amud Beis, that there is a svek sveker here. The first suffik is suffik avadim, suffik loy avadim, as the Bach is magia in Rashi. We have a suffik whether this is a city where they are oved. They worship the tzlamim as avodah zorah or not. And even if you say v'imtim tzlamim avadim, emer botlam. Lekach shivram, he was mevatel the avodah zarah, and that's why he broke it. And as we'll soon learn, a goy has a power to mevatel his avodah zarah. So we have a svek sveka, and therefore, even according to Rav Meir, that's stam tzlamim are asurim. But if it's shivrei tzlamim harei lemutarim, they are mutar bano. Continues the Mishnah, matzah tavnis siyari tavnis regel. However, if someone found the form of a hand or the form of a foot, hare elu asurim. These broken pieces are asur. And the Mishnah says, why? Mipnei shekiyotzu bem nevet. Because we find similar items when it's a hand or a foot where the akum worship. And therefore, this we consider as an avodah zarah, and therefore it is prohibited. The Gemara will explain exactly what this Isser is, because L'chaira, the Svek Sveka that we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah would apply here as well. It's something that's broken, and therefore, even if it's never elsewhere, but this particular Shever, it's a Suffolk, it's a Shever, let's say, of a Tselem, it's a Suffolk, whether it was worshipped or not, and even if it was worshipped, maybe he broke it and he was Mevatelet. Why wouldn't that Svek Sveka apply? We will see about this in the Gemara. And also, the Gemara will discuss whether, when the Mishnah said, HaMoitzi Shivrei Tzlamim, it means only Shivrei Tzlamim, or does it also include Shivrei Avodah Zorah, even a broken part of an avodah zarah itself, perhaps that will also be mutter. This will all be discussed in the Gemara. And before we begin the actual Gemara, we should give a brief hakdama, which hopefully will be helpful to everyone learning this sugya to understand it clearly. Number one, we should point out that Tosfos here on Amud Aleph and Amud Beis in our entire sugya spends a lot of time in the pshat of the Gemara, as opposed to asking kashas and terutzim. Tosfos here is very involved in the pshat, and we hope to capture some of that pshat that Tosfos is giving as an extra understanding of the sugya. We should be magdim. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis in our Masechta, which tells us that a goy has the power to mevatel his avodah zarah, but a Yisrael does not have the power to mevatel the Avodah Zorah of a goy, nor does a Yisrael have the power to mivatel his own Avodah Zorah that he worshipped, or that he acquired from a goy, he cannot be mivatel it. The Mishnah in Gimel Amud Aleph tells us how a goy is mivatel his Avodah Zorah. He breaks off a piece, he dents it, and the Mishnah in Gimel Amud Beis tells us that in Shas Shalom, not during wartime, if it's a peaceful time, and the goy leaves over his Avodah Zorah, then we consider that that itself is a bittul of the Avodah Zorah. Now, when the Mishnah told us, HaMoitzi Shivrei Tzlamim HaRei Elu Mutarin, we're going to find in the Gemara three different approaches to how to understand what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. The Mishnah we stated, Bepash is going like Rav Meir. However, there is a tzad in the Gemara that it might, I will see that in Tosfos on Amud Beis, that it may even be going according to the Chachamim, who hold that Slomim are Asur. Now, if the Mishnah were to go like the Chachamim, then obviously Tosfos explains on Amud Beis, Shivrei Tzlamim would not be a Chiddush. You don't need these words legufei. You don't need it to teach us the Allah of Shivrei Tzlamim, because Slomim themselves, according to the Chachamim, are Mutter. And therefore, the Gemara entertains the possibility that the Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, is saying Shivrei Tzlamim to be medayik. Legufei, you don't need it, but you need it for the diuk, that Shivrei Avodah Zarah, if it's an image that we know was definitely worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, not a Tzelem, that we're not sure whether it was worshipped or not as an Avodah Zarah. Shivrei Akum would, in fact, be Asurin. That's what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. The diuk, that Shivrei Akum is usher. Another approach that the Gemara has on Amud Beis is that our Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir, and as we learned from Rashi in the Mishnah, that'll be mutter Shivrei Tzlamim even according to Rav Meir, that Tzelem is usher, but Shivrei Tzlamim is mutter because of a Svek Sveka. And what the Mishnah is trying to teach us is that although on Mem Amud Beis we said there's a machlokas whether call it Slom Arsurim or not between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, as we find often in Chas, we have a machlokas v'acher kach stam. The second Mishnah follows, and it's a stam Mishnah going according to Rav Meir. So it's teaching you, A, that Shivrei Tzlamim is mutter, and it's also teaching you, the Gemara on Amud Beis tells us, that Tzlamim are usher, and this is the stam Mishnah going according to Rav Meir. However, we're now going to start the Gemara with the sheet of Shmuel. And Shmuel learns a third approach to understanding the Mishnah, which is neither like the first pshat we said according to the Chachamim, to teach us that Shivrei Avodah Zorah is usher. It's not coming to tell us like the second pshat we said, that it's a stam Mishnah going like Rav Meir, and the diuk is Shivrei Tzlamim are mutter, which itself is a chiddush according to Rav Meir, and also to teach you that but Tzlamim are usher and stam Mishnah Rav Meir, machloikis v'achach stam. Shmuel has a new approach. Let us begin the Gemara and see Shmuel's approach, the way Tosfos understands Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. That which it says in the Mishnah, Amoitzi Shivrei Tzlamim Harelu Mutarim. It's not only Shivrei Tzlamim, Afilu Shivrei Avodas Kechavim. Even if you know that this was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, the broken pieces of an Avodah Zarah are also mutter. And Tosfos explains, even though by Shivrei Avodas Kechavim you don't have a Svek Sveka, because you can't say, like you say by Tzlamim, maybe it was worshipped, maybe not, and if it was worshipped, maybe it was Mevatlet, because here, he definitely did worship it. However, Tosfos says that Shmuel will hold like Rish Lakish on Amud Beis. We're going to find a very fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish on Amud Beis, whether if it's Nishtabra Me'ilea, it's Mutter or not. We said in our Hagdam that, based on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, that an Akum is able to Mevatel Avodah Zarah. What happens if the Avodah Zarah rolled off a roof? Everyone who sees what happens knows that it broke Me'ilea, that an accident happened. It was affixed to the top of the roof, and a wind came and blew it off, and it broke. So he's Nishtabra Me'ilea, Mutter or Aser? Rabbi Shlakish holds it's Mutter, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it's Aser. The Svaris we will see on Amud Beis. So Tosfos says that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shlakish, that Nishtabra Me'ilea is Mutter. Therefore, what are the roiv chances that when you find something broken, is it being worshipped as an avodah zarah? Rife, chances are that it's no longer an avodah zarah. Either the goy was mevatlet, or even if it broke by itself, Shmuel Hozek or Shalakish, then Shtaper Meleh is also mutter. So therefore, Tosfos says in Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil, Omar Shmuel, in the middle of the Tosfos, the Rive Shiraseh Havi Bittel. Most of the chances of why it got broken are a bona fide Bittel. The Tvei Shriach Shviras Oiv de Kechavim, Oi Nishtaber Meleh, Misha Shiver Yisrael. What can you say? Maybe a Jew broke it. And as we mentioned, when a Jew breaks an Avodah Zarah, it doesn't work. He cannot be Mevatlet. Nice, said Tosfos. There's a swore to say that if the Jew would have broken it, he would have thrown it into the yam. He would have gotten rid of it from the world. Totally. He wouldn't have even have left it there. The goy broke it, but he leaves it there. It was his deity. But a Jew, he would totally get rid of it. So Mestavra, Roiv, chances are that that this was not broken by a Jew. It was broken by a goy or Me'aleh, which according to Rish Lakish makes it Nizbatel. It's no longer an Avodah Zarah. So that's the Svar of Shmuel, Amr Shmuel, Afila Shivrei Avodas Kechavim is also Mutter. Ask the Gemara, and this is all going with the Beer of Tosfos, Va'anan Tanan Shivrei Tzlamim, but our Mishnah says Shivrei Tzlamim. And if there was such a Chiddush, that even Shivrei Avodas Zarah itself, where you don't have a Svek Sveika, but yet you'll be Matarit, because even though you only have one Suffolk, whether it was broken by a Jew or by a goy, you'll say probably was broken by a goy or nishtaber me'aleh. So roif, chances are it's mutter. If that's so, if that's the chiddush that you're trying to say, then it should have said that in the Mishnah. It should have said a bigger chiddush. Hamoitzi shivrei avoided zara harelu mutarin. It only says shivrei tzlam. Is dachmashra shivrei avoided zara is usur, not like Shmuel. The more answers, who adin da fili shivrei avoided kachav. Really, as Tosfos explains, that Shmuel understands in our sugya that the chiddush of our Mishnah is not to be medayik that shivrei tzlam are usur, or shivrei avoided zara rather are usur, or that slumim are usur, as we said from Rab Meir, the chiddush is a chiddush in shivrei. So if the chiddush is in shivrei, what would have been a bigger chiddush? A bigger chiddush would have been shivrei avoided zara. But if it would have said shivrei avoided zara, I might have made a mistake with the seifa. Why in the Reisha did it say Shivrei Tzlam? Mishum, the Kaboyla mis Neseifa, in the Seifa of our mission it says, Motza Tavnes Yad Tavnes Rekel HaReilu Asurin Mipnei Shek Yoyetz Bem Nevad. And as Tosfos explains, if you in the Reisha would have put in Shivrei Avodah Zarah, so that's Mutter in the Reisha, I would have thought that in the Seifa, when we say Tavnes Yad and Tavnes Rekel is Asur, that's only because it was part of an Avodah Zarah. But if it would have been part of a tselem, then perhaps shivrei, a tavnis yad or tavnis regal of a tselem, where it's not vade served as an avodah zarah, would be mutter. And what's the difference? Tosfos explains. Because something that was neved as an avodah zarah, so people used to worship every part of it. When it was mechuber, when the hand and foot were mechuber to the guf of the avodah zarah, they worshipped even the hand and foot. And therefore, even when it become separated, it would be logical to say that they're still serving the hand and foot of the avodah zarah. Mashi ankein, by the tselem, which Rav Meir only prohibits, as we learned earlier in this year, because once a year they worship it, so they didn't get a attachment to the entire Avodah Zarah. It's mistava that even when the hand and foot was attached to the Avodah Zarah, they didn't serve the hand and foot itself. They just served the image once a year. Therefore, when it separates, it's very mistava to say that they're not worshiping the hand and foot. So if you would have learned in the Reish in the Heter, Hamoitzi Shivrei Avodah Zarah is Mutter, then you would have thought the Seifa, when it's Usur by Tavnes Yad, is only by Avodah Zarah. But by Tzlamim, it would be Mutter. Therefore, he learned in the Reisha that Shivrei Tzlamim is Mutter, to tell you that in the Seifa, a Tavnes Yad or Tavnes Regel of Tzlamim is also Usur. What the Svar, why it's Usur, we'll see in the next lines of the Gemara. And Tosfos here explains why, in fact, doesn't Shmuel learn, like the Gemara and Amud Beis, that this is the words Hamoitzi Shivrei Tzlomim is to be medayik that Tzlomim, according to Rav Meir themselves, is usher, and this is a Stam Mishnah. So on that Tosis, in the bottom Tosis, Huadin says that Shmuel was of the opinion that we wouldn't go to tell me a diuk of Tzlomim, which our Mishnah is not talking about. Our whole Mishnah is talking about something that's broken. To tell me that we're learning it for a diuk of Tzlomim Asurin, he held that that's not Mistavr. It has to remain, the reason the Mishnah brought Shivrei Tzlomim is for itself, for Shivrei Tzlomim. Ah, you're telling me, light my sheet, it should even be Shivrei Avoid Zara. So on that, I have to give you a teretz that the ratio of Tzlomim was put in because of the Sefer, that even Tzlomim, which have Tav Nesiyah, Tav Nesregel, will also be Asur. So learns Tosfos here in the sugya, and on Amud Beis we'll see why the Gemara there didn't learn like Shmuel over here. Why the Gemara there said that the diuk is for Rab Meir, Stam Mishnah Rab Meir, that Tzlomim Amasur, why didn't they learn like Shmuel's whole pshat of Reisha and Seifa? Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Matzah Tav Nesiyah Tav Nesregel HaReilu Asur, Meneishu Kyaitzah by Nevad, and now we have a Machlokes Rishonim, is this going to be a Kasha on Shmuel only, or is it Stamakash, even if you don't learn like Shmuel's Chiddush, that Afila Shivri Avaris Chavim is Mutter? So many Rishonim learned that, in fact, there's a Girsa some Rishonim had of Gufa, that we're quoting the Mishnah, we're asking a Pasha to Kasha in the Mishnah, the Reisha to the Seifa. If the Reisha is Mutter, because a piece of an Avodah Zorah is Mutter, for whatever reason, Svek Sveka, so that Svek Sveka applies in the Seifa also. However, Tosfos on Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel, V'Hashvarim Ninu, so Tosfos understands that this Kasha here is only on Shmuel, and Tosfos explains, because if I wouldn't learn like Shmuel, in other words, I would hold that Shivrei Avos Chachavim are Usur, so then I would have a very simple teretz between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha, when it said, Amoitzi Shivrei Tzlomim Arelu Mutarim, that's Tzlomim, because you have a Svek Sveka. And the Seifa, Matzah Tav Nesiyah, Tav Nesregel, means of an Avodah Zarah. And there, you don't have a Svek Sveka. And Mimela, you'll say, Ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. We know it was a Vadai Avodah Zarah. We don't know who broke it, how it got broken. Therefore, we have to assume it's still an Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Usur. So I would have a Pashto de Teretz between the Reish and the Seifa. But now that Shmuel says no, that the Reish includes not only Shivrei Tzlomim, but even Shivrei Avodah Zarah. So I can't give that teretz. So then, now the Gemara's Kasha is a very strong Kasha, according to Shmuel. Amai, as we turn to the Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Vashvarim Ninu, it's Shvarim. So the Nemuki Yosef learns, and whatever Svek Svek you had in the Reisha, you have in the Seifa. Or we could add that according to the way Tosfos learns, that the Kasha is on Shmuel. Shmuel learned that Shivrei Avodah Zarah in the Reisha is Mutter. So why doesn't that apply to the Sefer? What was the Svar in the Reisha, even though you don't have a Svek Svek, we said, Tosfos explained, because Roiv chances are that either the Goy destroyed it or Nishtaber Me'aleo. So if you have those Roiv chances in the Reisha, you have those Roiv chances in the Sefer as well. Even if it's an Avodah Zarah, even if it's a Tav Nesiyad. So if you have Svek Sveka by Tzlomim, and you have the Svar of Roiv chances that it was Nizbatl properly, in the Reisha, you have the same Svar in the Seifa. What is the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa? Tirgim Shmuel. So Shmuel gave the answer. But Oim Din Al Bisison. It's speaking about, Rashi learns, that it was Taka piece, but the piece was attached to a foundation, to a pedestal. And that indicates that we don't have Svek Svekas, we don't have Roiv chances that it was broken. Fakert, we see that they sin, that's what the Mishnah means. Sins, ki yoytze by Nevad, and we see they put it here on a pedestal, so we see they still want to serve this Avodah Zarah. They want to serve the hand of the Avodah Zarah. Mela, all the svores that you said to be Matir don't apply, and therefore it remains Usur. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, because Tosfos says the Lashon of the Mishnah is Matzah. Hamoitzi Shivrei Tzlomim, or Matzah Tav Nesiyad. So it doesn't seem that they put this on a pedestal. It seems, according to Rashi, it was broken, and after it was broken, then it was put on a pedestal. It seems that initially it broke, and it was found by the Yid, and the question is, could he have a Noah from it or not? Therefore, Tosfos learns that the hand or foot were shaped, that the bottom of the hand and foot were wider than the top, and the hand and foot were able to rest and stay vertical on the ground because they had a thick bottom. And that itself served as a pedestal. So since it was shaped in that way, says Tosfos, that indicates that it was taka served as an avodah zarah. We assume that it was a servant as an avodah zarah, and therefore it's aser behanah, because you find that goyim used to worship hands and feet as well. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Itmar. Now we have the machlokes that we mentioned on Amud Aleph. Avodah zarah mishnah shtaber meileh. What happens if the avodah zarah broke, and there's no question that it was not broken by a goy? It, in front of us, we saw clearly that an accident happened and broke by itself. Is it mutter or is it usher? Does the goy want to still remain worshiping this piece of the idol, or does he not? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, do we say it was nisbatl or was not nisbatl? Rabbi Yochanan Amar asur, it's usher. We say that he was not mevatel the avodah zarah. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Resh Lakish Omer, he holds muteris, it's mutter. What's the svara? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura de holy batla. Because we need a goy to be mevatel. Here, the goy was not mevatel. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, muteris, it's mutter. Mestama betul mevatela. Because we say that probably he was mevatel at Meimer Omer. Because we say that the goy rationalizes to himself, e nafshalei atzla, the avodah zarah couldn't save itself, lahu gavra matzalei. Is he going to be able, is the avodah zarah going to be able to save that person, meaning himself, myself? I'm serving this avodah zarah. I want him to protect me. He can't protect himself. How is he going to protect me? And therefore, the Riyah speaks out that even if the avodah zarah wouldn't know that it broke, he thinks it's still up on the roof in the marshal that we gave, and it's still intact. And yet we say that it's Mistavra, Rish Lakish says, that when he started worshiping this as an avodah zarah, he made up that as long as it stays around, I'll worship it. But if something happens to it, then I see that it's not a deity. It can't take care of itself. How's it going to take care of me? So even if he doesn't know about it, we say, had he known, he would definitely have been mevatel it. And memela, it's no longer an avodah zarah, it's mutter behanah. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan l'Rab Shimon ben Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the kasha on Rabbi Shimon on Rish Lakish from Psukim in Shmuel Aleph. This is in Perik Hay, Pasuk Dalet, and Pasuk Hay. We're speaking about where the Oren was captured by the Plishtim. They brought it into the base of the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah's name was Dagon. It was in the face, it looked like a fish. The body of the Avodah Zarah was a fish. It had hands and a head like a human being. And the Pasuk says that the first day when they brought the Oren into the base of a Dagon, so overnight, the Dagon fell down in front of the Aron. The next day, they erected, the worshippers of the Avodah Zarah erected it back on its spot. And the second day, and here's where we take up the narrative of the Pasuk, Vayashkimu Baboiker, Mimachras, they got up, the Kehanim of the Avodah Zarah got up the next day, Vehine Dagon Neifel Lefonav Artsel Lefnei Aron Hashem, V'roish Dagon Ushtei Kapos Yodav Kurusois El Amiftan. And our Gemara here quotes only a part of the Pasuk, and the part that the Gemara quotes is V'roish Dagon Ushtei Kapos Yodav Kurusois. The head of Dagon and its two palms were cut off from the Avodah Zarah. They were now lying on the threshold, Uksiv. And the following Pasuk says, Alkein Lo Yidrichu Kaihane Dagon V'chol Aboim Beis Dagon Al Miftan Dagon Ba'ashdod Arayom Azeh. As a result, this base of Avodah Zarah was in Ashdod, and the Kohanim of the Avodah Zarah and all who come into that place do not step on the threshold. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying to Rish Lakish, why don't they step on the threshold? Even though it was broken, the teretz is, Nishtabra Me'aleah, this is a case of Nishtabra Me'aleah, it still remains an Avodah Zarah. And that's why, since the pieces were on the threshold itself had, in their eyes, sanctity, and that's why they wouldn't step there. So, l'char have a right to my shita that nishtabra merleh remains usher. Amar Loi, so Rish Lakish answers to Rabbi Yochanan, Misham Raya, you bring me a Raya from there in Shmuel Aleph. The reason that they don't step on the threshold is because they dumped the Dagon. They left the Dagon. Now they're worshipping the Miftan. The Amri, the Hachi, this is what they said. Shafge Isrei. Rashi explains the word Isrei means Gvuras Ushroras Hatzalim. The strength of the Avodah Zorah, or Rashi says it comes from the word Sar. The Sar, the prince of the Avodah Zorah, and it's called Isrei, means it's usher. This is a Lashon Gnai of Chazal, that the Avodah Zorah is tied up. It really has no power. But it's a euphemism for power. Shafke Isrei l'dogen. The power of the deity left the Dagon. Va'asa Esav, and now it went and settled lay ala miftan on the threshold. So the power of the Avodah Zorah has shifted into the threshold, and that's why they're now worshiping the threshold. It's the threshold that trumped the figure, the statue of the Avodah Zorah, and now the power of the Avodah Zorah is in the threshold. So that's why, says Rish Lakish, they worship the Miftan, not because pieces of the Avodah Zorah fell on the Miftan. Esvei, and now we ask the kasher on Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks kasher on Rish Lakish from our Mishnah. Hamoitz Shivrei Tzlamim Harei L'Mutarim. And the Mishnah says that they are mutter Shivrei Tzlamim. So I can make the diuk Hashivrei Avodas Chav Masurin that Shivrei Avodas Chav Mar Aser. And Tosfos here in Divrei Maskil Esvei explains pshat in the Gemara that since it's a Stam Mishnah and it doesn't say who it's going like, the Gemara thought maybe it's going like the Chachamim in the mission of Mem Amid Beis who hold that Tzlamim are mutter. So therefore, Tosfos speaks out Ligufei to tell me that Shivrei Tzlamim are mutter. You don't need it because Tzlamim themselves are mutter. So why did it say Shivrei Tzlamim? Must be to tell me that only Shivrei Tzlamim are mutter, but Shivrei Avoidus Chachamim are Osir. I, Tosfos, ask, maybe it's to tell you, like we learned on Amid Aleph from Shmuel, the Reisha because of the Seifa. So Tosfos says that could only be because Shmuel was going like Rav Meir. But we're going now like the Chachamim. In the Chachamim, it doesn't make sense at all to say that the Reisha is Tzlamim to teach you that Tav Nesiyat of the Seifa is Usur even in Tzlamim. Because that only works if you need the Reisha for some purpose. If you need the Reisha for itself or for a Diyuk. Like by Rav Meir, you need it for itself to tell me that Shivrei Tzlamim are mutter, even though Tzlamim are usher. But according to the Chacham, you don't need it for itself. Because if Tzlamim are mutter, certainly Shivrei Tzlamim are mutter. And if you would say that the Diyuk is also not there, if you would think that Shivrei Avodah Zorah are also mutter, so it's not saying Shivrei Tzlamim to be medayik, Shivrei Avodah Chavim are usher. Because Shivrei Avodah Chavim are also mutter, according to Rish Lakish, so then you don't need the whole Reisha at all. Just write the Seifa, clearly write in the Seifa that Tavnis Yad, Tavnis Regal, Afilu of Tzlamim are Aser. The only way I could say that the Reisha was learned for the Seifa, I say Shivrei Tzlamim the Reisha, so that I should know that Tavnis Yad of the Seifa is Aser even by Tzlamim, that's only if I need the Reisha for a purpose. But if I don't need it for itself like the Chachamim, and I don't even need it for the Diuk, then Tosfos says you cannot say the Reisha is written because you want to teach me the Seifa. Just say the Seifa clearly and you don't need the whole Reisha at all. So it must be, according to Chachamim, we have a very good Diuk. Hashivrei Avodis Chachamim are Asurin. I do need it for the Diuk. I don't need Shivrei Tzlamim for itself. I need it for the Diuk. The Shivrei Avodis Chachamim are Asur. So L'chayra Loit Rish Lakish. Why should they be Asur? Why don't we say that either the Goy broke it, or that it was Neshtaber Me'eleo, and therefore it should be Mutter. Elamai Zerai against Rish Lakish, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Shivrei Neshtaber Me'eleo would be Usur. And that's why we're Usuring the Shivrei Avodas Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Loi Tema Shivrei Avodas Chachamim Asur, and Rish Lakish will answer you, don't say that the Reisha was there for the Diuk, that Shivrei Avodas Chachamim Asur, Elaim Ahot Slomim, Atzman Asurin. The reason I need the Reisha is to be medayik. Only Shivrei Tzlamim are mutter, but Tzlamim themselves are usher. V'stamik Reb Meir, and it wants to tell you that although you had a machloikis in the first mission on Mem Amid Beis, now it's machloikis v'achach stam, that this mission is going like Reb Meir, that Tzlamim are usher. As Tosfos So why now does the Gemara give this teretz? If we're going like Rav Meir, why now, according to Rav Meir, where you do need it legufei, you need it to teach me that shivrei tzlamim are mutter, even though tzlamim are aser. So now maybe I need the reish because of the seifa. Tosis at the end of the long Tosis, Esvei, asks that question now on Rav Meir. Under Rabbanan, you gave me a good teretz. Why you can't say reisha ought to say? Because I don't need the reisha at all. I don't need it for itself. I don't need it for the diuk. Unless you're medayik that shivrei avodah zarah is usur. But according to Rav Meir, I need it for itself. Because shivrei tzlamim is mutter, even though tzlamim itself is usur. So that's a chiddush that shivrei tzlamim are mutter. So if so, why can't I say now the teretz of Shmuel on Amud Aleph that I need the reisha for the seifa? To teach you that Tavnis Yad is usur even by Tzlamim. That's why I put Tzlamim in the Reisha. Why didn't the Gemara answer that here? So Taisa says, because the Gemara here thought that that's a Doichik. It's a Doichik to leave over the tremendous Chiddush that not only is Shivrei Tzlamim Mutter where there's a Svek Sveika, but even Shivrei Avodah Zarah where there's no Svek Sveika is also Mutter, to leave that over just Reisha, Ata Seifa, because I need to say, but that the Gemara held was a Doichik, and therefore the Gemara says, that I'm not dealing with shivrei at all. You know why I have shivrei tzlamim to be medayik hatzlamim asur. I'm not, if it would be shivrei tzlamim, if the chiddush would be in shivrei tzlamim, then you should have said the bigger chiddush shivrei avodah zarah is mutter. But I hold the chiddush is not in shivrei at all. The Mishnah just wants to say shivrei to teach you that it's a stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, and that tzlamim are asurin. Shmuel on Amud Aleph, on the other hand, thought, he went with the opinion that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is in Shivrei. And really the Mishnah shouldn't have said the small Chiddush of Svek Svek at Tzlamim. It should have said the big Chiddush of Avodah Zarah, even though there's no Svek Sveka. And on that he had to give a reason because of the Reisha Otu the Seifa. So learns Tosfos Pshat in our entire Sugya. Now, says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Yochan, and I have a kasha now. Till now we asked on Rish Lakish. Now we have a kasha on Rabbi Yochan. Mid Rab Meir, Nishmul Rabbanan. Why don't I learn from Rab Meir to Rabbanan? In other words, Rab Meir holds that Stam Tzlam are Osir. The Rabbanan hold that Stam Tzlam are Mutter. It's only Osir if it's holding something in its hand. Or an Avodah Zarah, that we know for sure the person served. But whatever Rab Meir holds in his Sheet of Tzlamim, we should be able to apply to the Rabbanan in their Sheetah of what is considered Avodah Zarah. Mid Rab Meir, Nishma Lul Rabbanan. Lav Amar Rab Meir Tzlamim Asurim, Shivrei Tzlamim Tarim. Didn't Rab Meir hold that, although I hold Tzlamim are Asur, but Shivrei Tzlamim are Mutter. So Rabbanan, the same thing. Avodah Zicham Nami, He Asura, Ushvareh Mutarim. L'chayr Rish Lakish is right. Why should I make Shivrei Avodah Zarah different than Shivrei Tzlamim? If Shivrei Tzlamim is Mutter according to Rab Meir, so according to Rabbanan, who are not Mutter, who do not aser tzlamim, but they aser real avodah zarah, or a tzlam that's holding something in its hand, that we know it was served as an avodah zarah, so shvarim should be mutter in the rabbanan, the same like shvarim is mutter in Rav Meir. The Gemara says, how could you compare Rav Meir to the rabbanan? Hachi hashta. Hasam by Rav Meir, Eimer, I would say, avodim, Eimer loy avodim. We have the svek svek, as Rashi brought in Amud Aleph. Maybe it was worshipped, maybe it was not worshipped. V'imtim tzlam ravadim. If the tzlam was, yes, worshipped, aimer butlam. Maybe it was nizbatl. Vara varis kechavim, vare avdua. It was vare avdua. Mi aimer de butla. Have a suffix uvare, vein suffix, moitzim de vadai. By avodizor, you only have one suffix. Because we know for sure it was served. So you only have a suffix, whether it was properly destroyed. Was it destroyed by a goy? Was it destroyed by a Jew? I don't know. So, havi suffik uvadai vein, suffik maitzvene vadai, a suffik, we know vadai it's an avodah zarah. We don't know if it was nizbatl properly or not. On that, we'll say that ain suffik maitzi midei vadai. Now here, all the Rishonim, including Tosfos, say that we're not speaking about a suffik hashakel, 50-50. We're speaking about that even if it's a suffik harugel, Tosfos and Divya Maskel vein suffik maitzvene vadai, speaks out the ain suffik heter harugel mitzi midei vadai. That harugel means that even though most chances are that it was done correctly, but it still remains a suffik, and therefore even such a suffik is not mitzi midei vadai. Because Tosfos says if it's a suffik hashakel, then even when you have a heter vadai and a suffik iser we will for say that ain sofik mitzvah devadi. Certainly, if you have a vadai iser like our Gemara and a sofik did it become mutter, if it's 50-50, for sure ain sofik mitzvah devadi. That there's no shylon. But the only thing that the Gemara here is discussing is when you have a sofik harugel, as the Rishonim call it, sofik harugel v'korev levadai. It's almost vadai that it was nisbatel properly. L'chayr, according to Tosfos, will have to say that this guf is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is moided to Rish Lakish that al pi roiv chances the person was mevatel this avodah zarah. Either he outright was mevatel it, or even if it was nishtaber me'aleh, Rish Lakish's svara is mistavra. When Rish Lakish said that Meimer Omar Ihi Nafsho Loyatzala Hu Gavra Matzalei, and that's why Rish Lakish says Mistama Betul Mevatala. Rabbi Yochanan is moited to Rish Lakish that Mistama he was Mevatal. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that, as Taisa says, that Sufik Harogel, which is Korv Levadai, is not enough to be Moitzi Midei Vadai. Ain Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai. That guf is the machlaikas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. In a case of Shivrei Tzlam Yavetzvek Sveik, Mashi Ein Kain, in the case of Shivrei Avodah Zarah, where you only have one suffix. Ein Echanami, that's a suffix that is Korv Levadai, it's suffix Haragel Korv Levadai. Rish Lakish holds that that's enough to say Moitzi Midei Vadai, and that's why even Shivrei Avodah Zarah is Mutter. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, that Shivrei Avodah Zarah is going to be Usher because you don't have a Svek Sveka, and a Sufik Harugel, Korv Levadai, is not enough to be Moitzi Midei Vadai. And that's why Tosfos on Amud Aleph, when he said that Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish, that's because Shmuel holds Shivrei Avodah Zarah is Mutter, there is no Svek Sveka, and therefore Tosfos says the reason must be because he holds like Rish Lakish that even a Sufik Harugel is Moitzi Midei Vadai. L'chayra, this is the pshat in the sugya, according to Tosfos. Continues the Gemara, the ain suffik mitzvah levadai, the way Tosfos learns, a suffik harugel, which is karv levadai, even such a suffik can't be mitzvah levadai. Is that what you're telling me? Bit me of Atanya. We learned in a brisa, chavr shemes, v'hiniach megura, malea peris, a chavr is someone who he keeps meticulously all hilchus tumma, and he is considered to be meticulous with hilchus of trumas and maestros as well, as opposed to Amma Oretz, who is, when it comes to complicated mitzvahs, he's not careful in it, and the chachamim were choshesh, that he does not give meiser. So chavr shemeis, and by a chavr is a chazaka that he doesn't leave anything tevel, he gives meiser from everything, he died. V'hiniach, he left over, megur, a storehouse, mlea peres full of peres. Afilah hem b'nei yoyman, even if that happened on the day that he died, harei hem cheslim sukanim, it's considered that they are fixed up. We say that the chaver before he died, there's a chazaka that he gave meiser, and it's no longer in a state of tevel. V'hocha devadei tefili, we saw that it was heaped up and smoothed out. It was miruach, and it definitely was chayiv in meiser. So definitely it had a din of tevel, suffik asrinu, and it's a suffik whether the chaver gave the meiser. And yet, it's a suffik l'asrinu. Maybe he didn't. It's not certain that he gave. Because he's suffik and meiser devadi. What kind of suffik is it? A suffik harugel. It's karv levadi that he gave it. So you see, by a suffik harugel, it is meiser devadi from the state of tevel. Answers the Gemara, no. Hasam vadayu vadayu. That's not a suffik harugel. That's considered that the chaver gave the tevel. That's vadai. The vadai asrinu kidurab chanina chuzad. Amrab chanina chuzad. Chazak al chaver. She'ena mitzvah davar she'ena mesukin metachas yaday. There's a chazak that a chaver doesn't let anything out of his hand that is not mesukin. So even on the day that he died, it's a vadai. It's not a suffik harugel versus a vadai. It's a vadai versus a vadai. And therefore, a vadai could be mitzvah midei vadai. And we say that it was definitely taken care of, and the meiser was given. Yiboy same, or I have another teret, that really a suffik harugel is not meitzi midei vadai. But here, it's not a suffik from a vadai, it's a suffik from a suffik. And that's why we say it was fixed up. Suffik v'suffiku. Why? Because after Davik to Rabbi Yisha, we don't really know that it's in a state of Tevel. Maybe the Chavar did a trick like Rabbi Yisha, the Omar, who said, a person can do a trick concerning his grain, he brings it in the chaff, in order that his animal should eat, upturim in a meiser, and it's putter from meiser. So Rashi here explains that the only way that Tvua can be chayev in meiser is two conditions. Number one, it's miruach, it's heaped up and smoothed over. Two, it has to be roya pnei abayis, it has to come in through the main entranceway into the house. But if it was brought into the house in a state where it was not heaped up and smoothed out, and it has the chaff on it, and that was only done while it was already in the house, so that's not called roya pnei abayis, that's in the house. It has to come into the house in a ready state to be chayiv and meiser. But if it entered the house in a way that it was not yet chayiv and meiser, even though it became heaped and up and smoothed out and the chaff was taken off in the house, it would not be chayiv in meiser. It will be usher to have achilas kva from it until meiser is taken off midrabbanan, but achilas arai, a temporary snack type of eating, would be permitted, or to feed it to his behemoth would be permitted. That's considered like a temporary snack type of eating if his behemoth eats it. So the Gemara is saying that on this we say that perhaps he did this trick. Memela was never chayv and tevel in meiser to begin with. Memela, it's not a suffix taking out from a vadai. It's a suffix from a suffix because we don't know if it was ever chayv and meiser. Ask Rashi a question. But that's good on a deraisa level, because it wasn't chayv and meiser. We have a suffix at least whether it was chayv and meiser. But on a derabbanan level, the derabbanan said you can't eat achilas kva. A permanent meal cannot be eaten. And here we said that it's becheskas mesukanin. And therefore, not only is a snack mutter, from the Gemara it would seem that a regular meal is mutter because we consider it mesukin, that meiser was taken. And if so, you have to come back to the concept that it's a suffix that's moitzi from a vare. Because on a drabbanan level, it is vare chayiv because you can't eat achilas kva. And here you're telling me you're allowed to eat achilas kva. On that, Tosfos says no, that on a drabbanan level, drabbanan trusted the chavur that avada he did what was right and he took meiser. The only question would be on a deraisa level. On a deraisa level, we're saying that maybe he did a trick where he wasn't chayv and meiser. On a drabbanan level, where achilas kva, he is chayv and meiser, he can't eat anything until he gives meiser. On the drabbanan level, the drabbanan trusted him. But it's the heter over here is not based on suffik harogel meiser de vadai. As the Gemara said, either it's a vadai from a vadai, because the chazaka of the chavar is considered vadai. It's not even a suffik harogel korv levadai. It's vadai mamish. Or it's suffik misafik, and on a drabbana level they trusted him. On a deraisa level it's suffik misafik. But ain't the chanami, if it would be a suffik harugel to be mitzvah midei vadai, the Gemara is saying at this point that ain't suffik mitzvah midei vadai.